All right, we're good.
We're here. 5th annual false Bible burning.
It's exciting.
All right, so we're gonna read a few passages tonight from the 5th and 10th before we toss them in the fire for their final resting place. Just to remind everybody, you know, why we actually do this. It's not just fun. Okay.
That's a good place for it.
So I have a New Revised Standard Version, and someone gave us 8 boxes of these, so we can destroy all of them. But one of the places that really makes me upset, where it's changed from the King James Version, is Luke 4:4. So in the King James Bible, the devil's tempting Jesus Christ, and he answered him and said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, King James says. But in the NRV, it says in verse 4, Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live by bread alone. Where's the word of God? Obviously this isn't the word of God, so you don't need this. Don't throw that in the fire for a second. I want to read one other place from this, though. John 3:36. So in John 3:36, it says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but shall have eyes upon him. So it says, if you believe, you have life. If you don't believe, then you have the wrath of God. Here's what it says in this NRV. It says, whosoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath. So according to this, if you ever disobey the Son, you don't have life, you're going to go to hell. That's a lie, and the reality is, though, if you tamper with the Word of God, you're going to experience the wrath of God, which this Bible says.
Amen.
But it's a false belief. But this, I've never seen one of these before. It's a NIRV, okay? So it's not an NIV, it's an NIRV. It's the New International Reader's Version. But it makes all the same mistakes as the previous version. But I want to read something different. It's in 1 John, chapter number 3. And the King James, it talks about how someone who's saved cannot sin because they have the new man, and it kind of explains that in 1 John chapter 3. But the modern versions really twist this. Listen to what the 1 John 3 says in the NIRV. Here's how you can tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. Anyone who doesn't do what is right isn't God's child. Who can say, I always do what's right? Obviously, they just completely twisted that. It says that anyone who doesn't love their brother or sister isn't God's child either. So it's totally like butchers what the Bible really says. And it tries to say, like, you can't keep sinning or continuing sin. And really, you know, this thing just can't continue living. So.
Amen.
Only Christian Standard Bible.
Oh, I want this one. Yeah, I want this one.
You know what's special about this one is how many times you use the word slave. in the King James it says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. In the Holman Christian Standard Bible it says, well done, thou good and faithful slave. This is a NLT, a New Living Translation. Or the New Lucifer Translation, I don't know how you pronounce it. This is the only English Bible I'm aware of that has the exact phrase, repent of your sins. It actually uses it several times. Now, I want to read one. It comes from Mark 1:15, which the King James says, repent and believe the gospel. It's like Jesus' first words in the book of Mark. This is what it says in the NLT. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news.
I mean, it's just sad that people are here reading this message.
You know, another thing that the NLT does, it takes out the word sober over and over again in the New Testament. It doesn't even have a synonym. It just takes the whole phrase or verse out of it, and really, it's just trash. You know, only drunk people can appreciate a book like this.
But of course, we could keep going on and on. Obviously, the reason why we're here is because we believe in the integrity of the Bible, the accuracy of the Bible. God gave us the pure words, and we want to have a pure words Bible. So we hold this event and commemoration of honoring God's word and sanctifying God's word from all the other Bibles, and showing that we don't want something that's close. We don't want something that's been perverted or tampered with. We want the pure and holy and righteous words of God. That's why we're doing today's Bible. So thank you guys so much for coming. We have some extras that some of the kids, if they want to throw them in there, they can.
And then we got s'mores for you as well. I think we have some pages over here too. So
if your kids are going to throw something in here, make sure your parents are okay. Please make sure that they're being careful.
And be careful of the fire over there as well, all right? Thank you guys so much for coming. Have a s'more, and then you're free to go. Stay as long as you want. God bless you. Have a good night, all right? Were you going to read one or no?
No. I just had one ready.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You want to do the honors? I was going to give it to a kid. You up next? Dunk it. Oh, you got most of them. There's some Jehovah's Witness tracks at your foot right there.
Hey, Pastor Shelley. We're going. I gotta be at work at 5.
Thanks so much for helping.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
So good.
See you later, Brother Duncan.
See you, brother. Thanks for helping.
I'll see you Thursday. I gotta be at church at work early. Church early. Y'all have a safe trip back.
Nice. Burn, baby.
Back to hell.
Hell's gonna be hotter than this, and this is super hot.
Yeah.